for this great Bodhisattva, this holy being, you see, saint is saying, so this is useless, completely nonsense. You see, in other words, ridiculous, or say, you see, nonsense, it's useless. So if there's a solution, you see, do it, you know, that which cuts the problem. It's something that which one can manage, you see, do it. And then, then even if it is something, even if it is something that you cannot cut off, you see, even the situation is something that you cannot cut off, you cannot manage. You see, for example, is this house, you know, this house, this tiny house, to become gold, you see, or diamond, and it's not happening. then you see, being worried, I say, you see, this is unmanageable, you know, or you see, or this guy. the sky to be the earth, the sky in a space, the sky to become the earth, to be the earth. So, you see, this one cannot make. You see, so. the last one, as Shantideva said, if one cannot say, if one cannot cut, if one, I say, if it cannot be, you know, cut off, if it cannot cut off, then what's the benefit is there? What's the use? Then you see, to be unhappy. even it cannot be cut off. You see, then even it cannot be cut off, what is the benefit? What is the use there to be unhappy? So example like this. So the Tara house, this building, you see, cannot make into gold, you see, or diamond, or the sky, whole sky to become earth, you see, cannot, you know, one cannot manage this. So, then, because one cannot manage this, then being upset, being worried, you see, it doesn't help anything. Same thing, same thing, you see, same thing, you see, death and so forth, whatever, you see, the problem, whatever problem, even if, see, that, that is, friend left one's help, the friend, you know, went away with somebody else, see, left oneself. Or, you see, something that, synthesis, or anything that, you see, that which, you know, that which is no medicine, that which is no medicine. However, you see, any, you see, medical condition states. So, you see, there's no point, even something like this, then, you see, no point, you see, that something that one has to go through, you know, finish, you know, has got through it and finished. However, no use, no benefit to be unhappy. So, which means accepting the condition, which means rather rejecting and accepting that. I remember that when I was listening in the radio, you see, in Adelaide during the retreat in the afternoon. So one afternoon program was on the depression. So one lady from Sydney or Melbourne, I don't remember, one psychologist, I think her philosophies must be quite different from others. Sound like something special or controversy or some. So she mentioned in the radio that her main advice was, to accept the depression rather than rejecting. So she said, I'm deserved depression because I'm weak. So accepting depression was her very essence, her main advice, this essential advice. So I think she wrote, seemed like she wrote a few books on the depression, but she said that, rest is just references, references, but this is very high, kind of essential, her philosophy or her method. So that means she... that means she's quite intelligent, and she analyzed many other methods, and she found out that not, you see, it looks like she analyzed many other methods, and maybe that doesn't really work much, benefit much, and it seems rather rejecting to adapt or to accept, rather rejecting, to accept, I think it's the controversy, the complete opposite. In other words, the self-cherishing thought, the selfish mind doesn't want depression, want to be free from depression. But here now, but here is completely opposite. Accepting that, adapting, accepting that, see, the depression, and so it is. I think it's a quite big change to come to this point. This is similar. So this is similar what here in thought transformation. You see the in the meditation practice. So for her to come to this point is quite big. I say change in regards to concept. rather than to accept. However, she must have analyzed that by accepting, it cuts down the emotional problems. The emotional problems, all the worry fears, you see, they makes the life more quiet and more peaceful. only thing that is not mentioned there is how to manage. Okay, now, today, you see, this month or today's, today's depression, you see, accept. But what about all future depressions? You see, the second question is, Is there any solution to not experience depression at all? Is it to not experience depression at all in the future? So you see, the answer to that question is not there. how should one manage to never experience at all the depression? that is the ultimate solution. So that is missing. First one is a good. This is one good thing. to stop the thought that looking at, you see, looking only problem, you see, the miserable condition, looking problem, you know, to stop this thought. if one get habituated with the thought, looking, you see, interpreting the life situation as problem, the miserable conditions, you see, the looking at it is the only problem, only suffering. even very minor, very small. You see, such tiny things, the undesirable conditions, very, you know, even insignificant, or small matters, nothing. they become huge, huge problem. the other way, you see, if one. If one stopped thought that which interpreted life as problem, life situation as problem, or the looking at the miserable condition as a problem, only problem, you see, then looking at it as pleasant or happiness, then even the huge disasters, problems, even they become so small problem. you see, like a cotton, they become so light, nothing heavy, you know, in the mind, you see, nothing great, nothing heavy, you see, nothing big stress, nothing heavy, that become so light, like cotton. So like this. So the, now the next, the next next one is then how to establish. You see, how to establish a thought. to see the problem as pleasant happiness. You see, how to establish a thought. You see. The miserable conditions, you see, to look at them as, you see, as, say, pleasant, pleasant, you see, happiness. So when that happens, then thought, you see, thought liking, thought, you know, liking to that, you see, naturally happens. So to do that, you see, to see the problem happiness, to appear as happiness, you know, and to establish a thought to like, to establish a thought like, and then. You see, one has to meditate on the benefits of the problems. You see, the way to do that. So first of all, it brings joy. You see, eventually because the problem makes to the problem you see helps you to develop the path, you know, the wisdom method. You see that that which makes you to be completely free from the whole entire cause of the sufferings and the whole entire the sufferings. The all three levels of problems which I mentioned other day. So completely free from all this. You see by generating the path. So the path removes the imprint, removes the imprint, purifies the imprint and the seed of the disturbing thoughts, the delusions, and then without delusion, without delusions, there is no action motivated by the delusion. So there is no cause of the sufferings. The whole obscuration is completely purified. You see, by developing the path, remedial path. You see, then this way, one is able to bring everyone to the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Able to perfectly guide everyone. So, more and more, you see, wisdom method is developed. You see, one is able to benefit others deeper and deeper. You see, more and more profound, and greater benefit. because of these problems, we see the purpose to meditate. So for example, it's like that. That meant to understand importance of that. Because the problem meant us aware the importance to you see meditate to develop the mind. So it's like that. Simple way, it's like that. So the problem is supporting to develop the path of the oneself. To look at its joy. To look at it as a joy. It brings joy. it brings joy. So this way it appears as pleasant, as happiness, pleasant. by thinking in this way, the benefits, what you get from the problem, you see, then it appears, you see, the happiness. Then the problem makes, as Shantideva explained, this great Buddha Sapa, you know, this saint explained in the Guide to Buddha Sapa's Life. The upsetness eliminates arrogance, pride. The upsetness eliminates pride. Here talking about the benefits of the problems. Right? develops compassion to the circling ones. Develops compassion for the circling ones. That means the other living beings you see who are who caught in this circling the cycle, this aggregates, defiled aggregates. You see that which creates future life aggregates. for these aggregates, you see, which is called samsara or cycle. So the problem makes you develop, you see, compassion for other living beings who are circling, you see, who are caught in the suffering realm. So rises compassion to those circling ones. Then one becomes one becomes careful the the unwholesome actions. So you see when the problem purifies, the problem becomes a purification. You see the unwholesome actions make it karma, so unwholesome actions, the obscurations, and then then one becomes happy, one enjoys, so one becomes happy of the merit, the merit, you know, the positive actions, the virtuous actions, the positive attitude, you see. One enjoys, one's inspired, or one enjoys, you see, to practice, you know, these things. So forth, you see, there, so forth, or then like this, there are many other benefits of the problems. So, the but but first, in order to you see the appreciate how say because the problem causes to develop compassion, so that's good. So because then appearing the problem as a happiness. Rather disturbing than helping, but to be able to see that, one has to, you see, realize how compassion is important. you see, one has to feel that how precious it is, how important it is. otherwise, if one doesn't feel that, if one doesn't realize, if one doesn't feel that. Then you see, one wouldn't appreciate, even though one hears, you know, that can help. Problem helps to generate compassion for others. or see, one doesn't think that is, you know, that is so important. You see, one may think it's good, but may not think that much. You see, important to practice. So, for example, as I often say, so while one is working in the office, or while one is working in the family, you know, you see, having so many responsibilities in the family, or even while one is working in the road, you see, while one is traveling, or while one is working the road, suddenly, if one changes one's mind, that we see, think, remember purpose of one's own life. purpose is one's own, purpose of the life. purpose of my life is to free everyone from all the suffering causes and bring to obtain happiness for all of them. Then thinking, you see, people in the shop, people who are traveling in the car, and people who are passing, walking, coming, going, you see, all, then even animals who are around. So everybody, you see, so my, you see, so here, my life is, you see, to free everyone, you know, every being, living being, you see, from all the suffering causes, due to bringing happiness. This is the purpose of my life. So I'm here. I'm here for everyone. I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve to everyone. You see, I'm here to serve to everyone. So what? So you see, even the people, they don't have a particular relation to you. How say? They say, how much help? in that stanza. However, you see, immediately, you see, one thing, I'm here for them, and I exist for them, for all other sentient beings. So as soon as one thinks of others, you see, as soon as change the mind from thinking oneself, concerning oneself, then to the thought, you see, concerning others, thinking of others, immediately when you do that, you see, before there was uptightness. when you cherish yourself, when one think of only oneself, my happiness, my one can be from free from my problems, when I can be happy. So, at home or in the office or outside, so one think of only oneself. So, you see, cherish oneself. The nature of that mind is, you see, I'm not relaxed, you know, uptight. There's tension there in the heart, you see. then when that tension becomes stronger, becomes stress. When that tension, you see, more cherishing, when that tension becomes stronger, then it becomes stress. So the stress has, you see, gross stress or different levels of stress. However, so you see there's tension there, you see, tension in the heart. So, there's no, because of that, there's no relaxation or there's no peace in the heart. So immediately, the minute you change your mind, the minute one changes one's mind, think of others, that one's own lives, you know, that I'm here for others. So immediately, you see, as soon as one cherishes others, immediately the tension is released. the tension is gone. You see, like you see, like having put in prison, that like having put oneself in prison. You see, prison in the prison of the self-cherishing thought. you see, immediately there's a release, and you see, immediately there's a, you see, one feels freedom, one feels free. You see, in the heart, one feels free and much space, you know. you see, like immediately you come to the place where there's a lot of space, you know. However, so immediately there's peace. so it makes big. And immediately there's happiness in the life. So that happened because this, you see, thought of benefiting others, or cherishing other living beings. So you see, without the good heart compassion, then you see that how much wealth. How much wealth one has, you see, there is no enjoyment in the life, there is no peace in the heart. then how many people one met a friend, how many friends one has, then you see, there's no peace, you know, happiness in the heart. Then how many people one met friend, you see, they soon become enemy. sooner or later they become enemy. So without compassion, then you see more, less, say, no friend, only enemy. even one has a friend, you know, less friend, more enemy. However, even even at home, for that you know, person who has no compassion, very strong, you see, self-cherishing thought, even in the home, the families, you see, most families they do not like, you see, they become enemy. So, however, even same in the office, you see, even one travel, same, whichever country or you see outside or inside. So, however, this, so how much, so stronger, less compassion, there's a stronger self-cherishing thought, there is, you see, stronger anger, anger rises, those emotional, you see, mind rises very quickly, and stronger, stronger anger, and then anger rises very easily and stronger. Same thing, the attachment, you see, stronger, the dissatisfied mind rises very easily and stronger. So jealous mind rises very easily and stronger. So all the things. So however, makes life is so much, brings so much unhappiness, and so many problems with one's life, and so causes so many problems to others, so many others' life. So however, so like this, then you see, if there's no compassion, no compassion, no affection, you see, towards others, then that was brings also loneliness, the depression, as the loneliness, you see, then all these many other problems. However, there's the relationship problems, all these things. So therefore, even for the peace of mind, happiness in one's own daily life, it becomes so important, becomes extremely important, you see, to have compassion. Then the more, say, then the most important, say, now the second thing become extremely important to have compassion, you see, need, say, there's need of compassion to all other living beings. You see, first of all, within one's own life, you see, even within one's own, say, what I'm saying, even for one's own happiness, even for one's own happiness, compassion, you see, become the most important means of living, most important method for. You see, method of happiness, method to bring happiness, peace of mind. you see, even concerning for one's own happiness. Now, second, the compassion has become extremely needed. you see, say, the need to generate compassion with one's mind. become extremely important, you see, for the sake of all the living beings. So, how that is? So, if one doesn't have compassion, then there, you see, there, then you see, the out of the self-cherishing thought, then those other delusions rises. So it gives harm. you see, starting from the family, the nearest, nearest animal, nearest people. starting from that, then all the living beings, they receive harm. they receive harm from oneself, directly or indirectly. There is a harm directly or indirectly. for example, for example, you see, in this world, that in this world is that one powerful person is one powerful person did not practice compassion. So it's killed many, many million people, killed so many millions of people without counting them, which is much more, which is so much more than a human being who are killed. So if this one powerful person is a practice compassion, if this one powerful person is a practice compassion, then all these millions of people, you see, would not have killed, you see, would have happiness, they wouldn't have been tortured. Wouldn't receive the torture, wouldn't be killed. So, and then all this rest of the animals, insects, you see, uncountable number, you know, wouldn't have suffered that additional suffering. You see, so so therefore, if this one powerful person practices compassion, all this rest of the beings, you see, the rest of the people, rest of the beings. Would have received they would have received happiness from this person. But because this one powerful person did not practice, you see, compassion, so therefore all those all this number of people, you see, millions of people, then uncountable numbers of animals, you see, all this received harm. So like this, so like this. You see, like this, same. each of us, each of us, you see, have the responsibility. You see, other sentient beings, other living beings, happiness. Each of us have the responsibility. You see, other living beings to obtain happiness for other living beings. So you can see. As you can see, this one powerful person is responsible. He has this many people, this many animals. Happiness depends on his mind. how that person does his mind. You see, whether practice compassion or not. So same, like that, exactly same. Like that, exactly same. So if oneself, you see, practice compassion. So, starting from the nearest person or animal, from there, then numberless of other beings, you see, they don't receive harm from you. They don't receive harm from you. They don't receive harm. And you see, so that is the peace, what they're receiving from you. And on top of that, you see, one help. On top of that, one help. So, everyone, they receive help or benefit from you. So that is one piece, you see. The second thing, you see, one piece they receive. So all the, so all this piece, all this, you see, piece, and what they receive from you, dependent to you, depending, depending how each of us, depending how we do with our mind. Is what you practice compassion on. So if you do not practice compassion, then life, then from life to life, you see, there are all numbers of other beings, they receive harm, directly or indirectly, life to life. So, so therefore, it's completely dependent to all these numberless sentient beings, you see, whether they receive harm from you or receive help from you, peace. So it is completely in one's own hand. It is completely in one's own hand. So therefore, you see, oneself is responsible. oneself is responsible. All sentient beings' happiness. So that depends on compassion. So therefore, now we can see how compassion is unbelievable, important, precious, you know, valuable. So important, not only for oneself, but for every sentient being, for every other living being, especially for others, numberless beings, become utmost need, so important to generate and develop. You see. So I stop here. So then, this way, then one can see how the problem one see the compassion, how important it is, then problem makes to develop compassion for others. You see, then you see, so can see in positive. The one can see the problem, you see, the disease, so forth, you see, positive. So one same that one the whatever problem that one has, then all others who have similar problem, you see, one feel much compassion. If one has headache, then every others who have much headache, you see, one feel the problem. So compassion, you see, naturally one. So one has feeling of the other people. Same thing. The same thing with the this, you know, disease. You want to feel very close other people. Say one feel that because one knows how the problem how it is. So then one feel everyone who has the same problem. You see, say one feel very much to help them. You know, to do something for them. See, particularly those who have some problem. So that benefits a problem. But if you didn't have this problem before, if you didn't have this disease before, we wouldn't have we wouldn't have that strong compassion. You see, for you see, for others who have similar problem. So this came from so feeling this compassion for others, and that we're able to develop this compassion and able to do something to help others. Development power to help others. So it comes from, you see, by having a problem. So like this, how to say the benefits of the problem. So I stop here. So please dedicate all the past, present, future positive actions that I've done. May the altruism, source of all the happiness for myself, for all the living beings, may it be generated, say, with my mind, for all the living beings, those who have made it be developed. And they create the positive actions, all the merits, we accomplish, to achieve the highest, the full enlightenment, and lead everyone to this state as quick as possible. These are all these positive actions, the merits accumulated by me, in past, present, future times, by others. May any sentient beings who hears me, who touch me, who remember me, who talk about me, who think about me, since from that time, may they never be reborn in the unfortunate realms. May they be liberated immediately from all the disease, spirit harm, negative karma, obsolescence, disappointment. Jambalam